Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Choo-choo noises at the end.
Choo-choo!
Oh, that is brilliant. The Breakdown is starting today with Freako, a song called Choo-choo, which, as far as I can gather, is just about being excited about being on a train.
And why wouldn't you be? Shall we go on a steam train after the show? We were going to go to the pictures, but let's go on a steam train instead.
Yeah, it's a John today.
Hello.
Hello. And Ian last week, a Steve the week before, a John today, and you were the first of the three of them to be here on time.
Well, you know, I don't like to boast, but I'm a very punctual man.
Thank you, John, for stepping into today.
Thank you for having me.
We have a packed show today.
We do.
I'm going to be playing at least three tracks from the magnificent Help 2 compilation, which came out yesterday. And there's also a lot of new albums. Tanya Tagak has a new album. Bonnie Prince Billy has a new album. Joseph Idahen has a new album, Monster and the Washing Fella. Very, very good there. We will dispense them as the afternoon unfolds.
Indeed.
There's also at least two tracks from My Lo-Fi Heart. So Ian's project has recorded a live session for us today. The single came out yesterday, and to commemorate that, three songs for us to play. So try and get in, definitely get in two today, maybe save one for Steve next week. But that was Freako with Choo Choo from their new album, Something Worth Waiting For, which comes out at the end of April.
I think it'll be worth waiting for.
Yeah, do you know what? Excellent. Yeah. That's a good start. Okay, John, I think you're got the honour of the first new artist of the day here.
I have, yes. Seller, who is otherwise known as Brian Seller. Now, Brian Seller is lead singer of New Jersey pop punk's The Front Bottoms.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Now, a friend of the show, Olivia, recommended The Front Bottoms to me last weekend, and I listened to them and thought, ooh, they're good. And it just so happens that the lead singer has a solo project released, and Front Bottoms are still very much a going concern because they're headlining the Outbreak Festival in Manchester. You went to Outbreak last year, didn't you?
I went two years ago. I'm going this year. Ah, well, they're headlining the Friday night, which I don't have a ticket for.
But he's also releasing first solo album, Well I Mean, which will be released next Friday, 13th of March, and already released one track from it, and this is the latest song to be released called Skipping Out.
It's something from last week's album of the week, Gorillaz. After this.
Falling into a nice routine. I'm drunk every time you see me. I'm skipping out. Attracted to the opposite, bad how it felt. So now I try to stay on top of it. Walk around in circles like I'm trying to walk my manic out. Talk to all my problems, but I'm only talking to myself. It seems I've been looking at things reversed this whole time. So much so that at this point, the right way, it just don't feel right. And I'm falling into a nice routine. I'm drunk every time you see me. Skipping out on the therapy and doubling up on the medication.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
Or does your head not hear at all? Are you pacified by passion? Are you armed to the teeth? Are you bubbling at the surface of what's cooking underneath? Are you dying for an answer for what they call good grief? But there's a terrific chance there's nothing beyond what you believe. Father, anoint by fear of death. Do you feel the lies creep on by as soft as baby's breath? Do you beg that truth will set you free? Are you shackled by the keys? Well, if I was you, I'd stay strapped in, 'cause all you've got is me.
It finished.
It is, unexpectedly.
And that was Gorillaz with the help of Idols there on a track from last week's album of the week, The Mountain, which, well, I can only assume, I'm not saying it's number one in the album chart because of The Breakdown, but I mean, it is number one, so
you're welcome, Damon.
Make your own conclusion.
Yeah.
That track, it's too big to fit on there. It's called The God of Lying and is one of many, many on the album to feature guest vocalists. I mean, all of them have guest vocalists, don't they? Every single one does.
Some from beyond the grave.
Yes. Not that one, though.
No. Idols are still alive, yeah, I should point out.
Before was Seller.
It was Seller, yes.
Seller. All right.
From Putnam's lead singer.
Okay. Album of the week now. Slightly different. It's been a long, long time since we've had an album of the week, which is a compilation album. But I remember back to the days of the Dark is the Night compilation album.
Oh, yeah.
Back way back in like 2010.
Yeah.
Played tracks from that. So we have form for doing this when it's required. And the release of Help 2 is definitely such an occasion. John,
indeed.
Fill me in.
Yes. It was released yesterday, and it's great. It's in aid of War Child, which raises funds for helping children living through war, which at the moment was sadly a very topical thing. This compilation was produced by James Ford. It was recorded in Abbey Road Studios in November 2025. We played Pulped, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we played the Pulp track.
Which I think is better than anything on Pulp's last album.
Yeah, I will agree.
It's absolutely incredible. And I love Pulp's last album, but that track is absolutely amazing. Did you play the Arctic Monkeys one?
We didn't play the Arctic Monkeys or the Last Dinner Party one.
Yeah.
And we should have played both of them, really.
But this album, it redefines the word star-studded, I would say. They've got Last Dinner Party, Pulp and Arctic Monkeys, as we've said. Also, Olivia Rodrigo.
I can play this as well. English teacher.
Black Country New Road.
Cameron Winter.
Fontaines D.C.
Fontaines D.C.
Kay Tempest.
Plenty.
And
Damon Albarn's on this one as well.
He is. I don't want to spoil the surprise of what's coming up. But I've chosen Young Fathers as the first track to play from it today because I really like Young Fathers.
Yeah.
And this is a really, really good track called don't fight the something.
I thought you had it.
I was reading separate notes to Warchild. So.
Well, we'll do this, and then I'm going to go back to something that wasn't played last week, something from the brand new, well, last week, Iron and Wine album. Keep it locked
this,
to the breakdown.
This is called Don't Fight the Young, by the way. Should have ended that title.
I filled that nicely.
Deb. Well done.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Last week was a brilliant week. Didn't get a chance to get to all of the records that came out. Going back now to the Iron and Wine album. Hen's Teeth is the name of it. Listened to it a couple of times this week. Very much worthy of your time. That was a track called...
Robin's Egg.
With I'm With Her.
I'm With Her featuring.
Featuring yes. Why I'm With Her. All right. Let's go now. Oh, so Young Fathers before that, from the Help 2 record.
Yes.
And there's going to be at least two more tracks from that record mm-hmm. today. Also, in a few minutes' time, we're going to play something from My Lo-Fi Heart. So Ian has recorded three tracks for us this week. We're going to play two of them, save one for Steve next week. So we're going to play you a song called... I've got them all here. I think we'll actually play the single, actually. We'll play We Can't Fall, the single which came out yesterday. Should we do that first, before Duckers?
Can do.
It makes sense, wouldn't it, now? Now I've said that. So, this is a live version of We Can't Fall. Ian will be playing under his Miley Lo-Fi Heart guys at Sydney Matilda on Monday, supporting Special Friend. So, you'll be able to hear this song there as well. But for now, you can hear it here.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Say you wanna party, come over to my house. There's no I like my body. is New York duo Duckers, as we are obliged to call them here. We could call them FC UKers.
We could.
That would work.
Yeah.
They are New York duo, Santa Ninja Tune. They will release their debut album, O, on March the 27th. And that's called If You Want a Party, Come Over to My House. They're also supporting Harry Styles on his upcoming tour this year, which will be interesting.
That's a pretty good gig to get.
Touring in spring, playing various festivals over the summer, including Primavera,
they are,
which you're going to, and Dot to Dot in Nottingham.
Oh, I'm going to that as well.
Which you're also going to.
Yeah. You should go to that, John. It's really good. Good day.
I need more energy in my life.
Yeah. It's a busy day, that one. Is. Before, it was My Lo-Fi Heart with a live version of We Can't Fall, the single which is out now. And if you buy it from Bandcamp, pay £1 for it, you get a bonus single as well. Bonus track. That's we also played last week on the show. Do you know what? And I'm going to find out the name of that bonus track. I should have had it here. It's not there. It's not there at the moment. But we're going to play you one more track from Ian and his Lo-Fi Heart later on in the show in the second hour. Now it's time for my 777. Look at that. I mean, all five session timings.
That's pretty good.
Just before 3:30.
You've got 10 seconds.
Three songs for me in under 7 minutes. All of them albums out yesterday. Two of them new ones for the breakdown, including the first one, a band called Surfbort. So all one word, Surfbort, who I saw described as being the love child of L7 and Viagra Boys. I mean, that is a good combination.
Yeah.
The album is called Reality Star. It's 14 tracks in little under 30 minutes. So, yeah, it's brilliant. Listened to it last night. Going to play you the track Rebel now. Something from Tanya Tagak coming up next.
The Breakdown. 777.
Competition ignites itself. Like that time the glint of the midnight sun turned the razor blade blind. Just for a moment, and I accidentally sliced you way too deep. Who can handle the biggest wound? Who does not yield to pain or blood? Poker face, birth face, rape face, pain is not forever. But it is the doorway. use it, hoping to prove our strength. Hoping to distract from the fear. Hoping to survive. Survival is competition. And it also ignites itself. Like the time you had to go to get the box of salt, just rub it in all our wounds, screaming, crying, laughing. None of us were strong enough. None of us could hang on to the straight face, to the toughness. We are children needing nurture, not razor blades.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Right, Treble 7 complete. That was, I'm very pleased with those three tracks. First up was Surfboard, told you about that, from the album Reality Star. You heard the track Rebel, plenty more where that came from on the album. And then we went into Tanya Tagak, who is a favourite here on The Breakdown, ever since the second album from 2008. She's up to album number 6 now. I apologise in advance for my pronunciation. I think it's Sapochike.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. It came out yesterday. You heard a song called Razor Blades. I did want to play the one that goes, it's Foxtrot, Oscar, Charlie Kilo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. They've got that song
right
on there, which is very, very good.
But obviously can't be played.
I mean, we can do. Radio. I mean, I've just sang the lyrics out.
Yeah.
That's what the lyrics are.
Oh, I thought you'd been quiet. Right.
That was Razor Blades, and then something from Emmeline, who I don't know much about. I know that the debut album Emotional Virgin came out yesterday. That was a track called Obvious. They're American from Rhode Island, and I think they do a bit of acting as well. But really, really like that track when it popped up on one of the lists yesterday. Okay, John, are you going to exercise your right to play your longest song of the day?
I certainly am.
I'm glad you have, because I've got that one as well. I'm happy you've played it.
And that is by Carla Dalforno, who is a singer-songwriter from Australia. We'll release her first album in 4 years, Confession, on April the 24th. And the whole album, apparently, was recorded in a partially abandoned hospital. So it's got a bit of a spooky vibe to it.
All right.
And the album's called Confession. The track is called Going Out.
Where is it? Oh, it's some. Oh, it's, do you know what it is?
Playlist, isn't it?
No, it's because I've put a best of 20s. I've moved that's to there. Right. Oh, cheeky.
That's all Emmeline's fault for going on your cheeky. Best of 25, best of 26.
I know.
Listen, come on and listen.
good, isn't it? Carla Del Forno and Going Out.
That was very quiet there, John. It was Carla.
It was Carla Del Forno. Going Out, album out on April the 24th, April which 24th. I shall be listening to.
Mm-hmm. Help 2 is our album of the week this week. A bit of a strange one, given a collection of artists. Mm. Well, I suppose it's a little bit like the Gorillaz one from last week then.
Yeah.
But we've played one track already, The Young Fathers' contribution. I'm going to go with Black Country New Road now, because I think, for me, the strongest one on it. Strangers is the name of the track, follows up from their Forever How Long album from last year. I think this is the second track on the album as well, so in prime position.
This motion sensor light can talk to me. It tells me that I might have to believe him. A non-responsive type is trying to tell me that my hands are clean. Jeans with shallow pockets, chasing dreams, starting miles away. Doting eyes, getting bleached by the sun. The last night of a holiday. The way you smiled at me when you were lying. They said I shouldn't, but good heavens, I might. Pick a fight with a heart kicking dandy's roundhouse. Monk shoes shine in the light. One. Drifters,
That was Black Country New Road, Strangers from the Help 2 album. Oh, that! Who's that?
That was me knocking my Spotify. Apologies. It's live. Live radio.
It's live.
Anything can happen.
Okay, almost into the last 10 minutes of this first hour. And you've got a young whippersnapper getting his first play on the show.
Yes, a young man called Bruce Hornsby. This is the first play in the breakdown for Bruce Hornsby. I guess that's just the way it is. Sorry. Yes, he has been going for a good 40 years, responsible for my mum's all-time favourite song, The Way It Is. Ah. If she's driving and she's in the car and it comes on, she turns it up and just drives around the block just so she can listen to it.
Nice.
80 this year. Anyway, this song features Bonnie Raitt on guest vocals. Bruce Hornsby and Bonnie Raitt go back a few years. He played piano on her song, I Can't Make You Love Me, and she's also sung backing vocals for him over the years. This is a duet between the two, taken from Bruce Hornsby's upcoming album, Indigo Park, which is going to be released on the 3rd of April, and it's called Ecstatic.
Do you know what? I'm going to play Jenny Beth after this.
Oh, you should. It's a good one. On my list as well.
You foul, you did it, raise your hand and did it.
That's right,
you foul, you did it, raise your hand and did it. That's right, you walk, you traveled and got caught. That's right, you walk, you traveled and got caught. Waking up, I wake up jiving. Talk myself into it. Lied to myself about it. Thinking I've got something going when I don't. Then I'm letting to this place. They let me in, I've got a shot for the work I've done. New paradigm shift takes place. There's mystery everywhere and you never know what'll smack you in the face. Made my eyes jump around me, made my heart go beating fast. Heard the roar come sounding, try to make the ecstatic last. Yeah, 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 yeah. Dazzle bright lights, amazing or better. Where all shines like silver, buffed up copper metal. Heart swell and flutter in a large room of dense dimension. All this helps stave off empty moments, suspend tensions. I'm committed to the unseen. I am alone in the room, find the fourth dimension, and I'm suspect too. I wanna change my luck, wanna change my luck. Hey, made my eyes jump around me, made my heart go beating fast. Heard the roar come sounding, try to make the ecstatic last. You found, you did it, raise your hand and did it.
That's right,
you found, you did it, raise your hand and did it.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Straight through the heart to raise. Stain on the pillow.
Jenny Beth and Mike Patton. That's Look At Me, a new single. Doesn't seem to be on an album. Jenny Beth had an album last year.
No, it just, I've got on my notes, it appears to be a one-off single.
This is a one-off single. Brilliant. What did we play before? It was Bruce Hornsby, wasn't it?
It was, and Bonnie Raitt with Ecstatic.
Okay, long time ago, Gretel Hanlon became, released a song, Get Played on the Breakdown. Even though she's dropped the Hanlon and just Gretel now, that still carries on. Fire Blooming Trees came out yesterday. It's from the album Squishy, out next month. Her first album. Let's see if I can get the swear at the end.
Oh,